USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Easter tragedy in Sri Lanka. More than 200 people died in 8 different bombings of churches and hotels there. Police released a statement saying 13 people have been arrested. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a strong statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks. John Clemens has more.
In a release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, "Attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security." He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Two governors give words of inspiration to the people in their state for two different reasons. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has the story.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper got a first-hand look at severe weather damage in central North Carolina Friday, part of the same system that left a trail of death and destruction throughout the Deep South.
When you look at the power of this storm and how it could have caused so much devastation over a long period, to have no one hurt is a great thing.
Only one person suffered injuries, and those were minor. Marking 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre Saturday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis had a positive message for those gathered.
But we also gather with hopeful hearts. Hopeful because in the face of an unconscionable tragedy, great horrors and pain, we've recommitted ourselves to act of kindness and service towards our family, friends, and community.
The massacre in 1999 left 13 people dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Seven lawyers in Utah are named in a complaint, and USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
The seven are accused of violating rules of conduct because they're polygamists. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the Utah Bar Association by a woman named Melissa Ellis. She used to belong to a Northern Utah polygamous group. She believes Utah should take action against polygamists who hold public office or any professional license. University of Utah law professor Linda Smith says it's unlikely the complaint will lead to any discipline, though, as she says lawyers have been polygamists in Utah for a very long time, adding, "This is nothing that new." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
WCBS reporter Mike Sugarman is in New York City talking to those who watch the Easter parade.
I'm in an Easter bunny on the top holding a carrot, and I put a butterfly here, and I made a butterfly garden with dragonfly lights.
7-year-old Adriana and her proud mama.
She even has a barn to show you. She did it herself.
Our hats are extremely colorful.
Full of flowers and stuff made by Jody Trapani.
Found along every dollar store between Harlem and the Bronx.
She spent several dollars, as did Mary Frances and family.
We're from Canada, so we came for the parade.
Why not? It's a 100-year-old tradition after St. Patrick's Mass, and hats off to those who observe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.